Blog Talk Radio.
WIJSF.com. Women in Jazz South Florida, Inc. is a nonprofit educational organization that promotes women musicians globally through events, concerts, performances, clinics, lectures, workshops, articles, interviews, newsletters, courses, contacts, research, history, archives, websites, film, audio and video recordings, and recognition. Visit us at WIJSF.com. You're listening to blogtalkradio.com/musicwoman with your host, Diva JC.
Good afternoon. This is Dr. Diva JC, and listen, I discovered Gunhild Carling, and I'm not saying her name right, Gunhild Carling from Sweden, like 2 or 3 years ago, and she is on fire, okay? You have to go see her to believe her. Well, that tune was from her repertoire of original songs called Fire Alarm. So I know I'm not too far away from her being a firecracker. Yep, she is hot. So we're going to bring her in and talk to her. Hello.
I heard what you said. Hello. You are wonderful. You are wonderful. Thanks for having me here. Thanks for inviting me. This was, oh, I heard myself just play. It was great. Thanks. Thanks for playing my song.
Now, which instrument were you playing besides singing?
So, on this song, Fire Alarm, I was playing the trumpet. And then I had a big band behind me. But I used to play also trombone and recorder, harp. I sing and I play harmonica, piano. Yeah, that's a flute, little. Yeah, mix of everything.
Okay, and you play banjo.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I play ukulele. And banjo. Yeah.
Okay. Ukulele, banjo, harmonica. What about guitar?
Oh, yes. I play guitar, but...
trombone.
Trombone, yeah.
And no saxophone.
I play, but I don't perform with saxophone. I hire in some better.
Okay, so listen, let's start from the top. Tell us about how you came to music as a child.
So for some reason, my father was a jazz musician, so my first record ever he gave me when I was 7 years old or something, I wanted to sing, and he gave me a Bessie Smith record. So that was what I was listening, and then I listened to Louis Armstrong and a lot to Duke Ellington. And then later on, has been my whole life, I always loved jazz, and only jazz. Like, it's strange, but all kinds of jazz. I love the chord changes, the melodies. I love the improvisations and the forms and yeah, everything. So later on, I began listening to this big Beiderbecke-related music, like the, let's say, call it Chicago stuff. And then, I've listened to everything, Count Basie. Yeah, everything. I love it. I just love it.
Now, did you study music? But you came out of a musical family, right?
Yeah,
My
parents were musicians, my father is dead, so, and I have three siblings, and we all play all the time, we have been playing together, so my school, I went to a public school in Sweden, but my musical education was from playing in my father's band, so I learned about, like, so he had studied composition and orchestration of European art music, everything from medieval to Renaissance to Baroque and Classicism. So he knew a lot of this stuff that he was teaching me. But his heart was in jazz, classic jazz, which we studied and we played. Because you can study music forever, but you have to play it as well to come deep into it.
That's right. So now he taught you music theory, reading and writing.
Yeah, reading and writing. And most of all, the chord changes. Like how they logically change, chord, harmonization, orchestration, this type of thing he taught me. So the last thing before he died was he said, study the romantic music now for 2 years. That's just the last thing you said.
Okay.
Yeah.
Study the romantic music.
Yeah, romantic is like the 19th century music.
Uh-huh. So is that
exactly
like Debussy and...
Oh, my God, Debussy. Yeah, and all this stuff. And Wagner and like Puccini, Verdi, like all this.
I could see you in Wagner's, that long one, you know. The Valkyrie.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
I could see you doing that.
My parents maybe thought.
But it should be a musical, you know. You make it not an opera, but a musical, you know.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
Comedy, a musical comedy, you know. But listen, so now, how many songs have you written?
I have written over 150 songs, so I was very productive a couple of years ago. I wrote one song a day, and I had a show. I had a new show every third month. I set up a new show with new songs, so I had an enormous with my big band. And now during lockdown, the productivity was, I would say, 1 to 2 songs a week, because I had a live stream every week, and then I composed one new song to every live stream, and then at least one.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, do you have a publishing company?
Oh, I don't. I don't have a publishing company. Not yet. I'm publishing, so I have... Like for my closest friends and fans, every month I send out one sheet music a month to my fans and friends, and so my closest.
Oh, okay. But are you with BMI, ASCAP, SASM, CSAC, any
yeah.
of those?
Yeah, my music is. I have a Swedish something,
company.
Yeah, the Swedish company that is connected to them, yeah.
And what is that called? What is that called?
That is called STIM, like a Swedish Tone Masters music company, something like
that. Yeah, but what is it, SWIM? Like you swim?
Stim. Stim. It is called Stim.
Spell it.
Yeah,
spell it.
Yeah, STIM.
Oh, Stim.
Exactly, yeah.
Great,
yeah.
great. Now, say your name correctly, Gunnhild.
Yeah, people here in America call me Gunnhild, and that's absolutely okay. In Sweden, they call me Gunnhild.
Gunnhild, okay. And
Gunnhild. Yeah, the thing is that Gunn means same word in Swedish as Gun. It means weapon, because it's like an old name, 1,000-year-old name, which means weapon. So it's the same word as Gun. The English word for Gun. Yeah.
Okay.
But I won't
speak,
I promise.
You definitely are a firing arm. You are explosive. Now,
you have
one daughter. How many children do you have?
I have two children. I have one daughter. She is 16. And I have one son, and he's 14. And they play with me.
Yes. And people can go to your YouTube channel and see you.
Yeah.
Then you have nieces and cousins that play with you too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I love to play like music, so I try to inspire everyone in my surrounding to play and like have the happiness find the happiness with music. So I play with my neighbors where I live in California right now. And mm-hmm. I play with my family. And so it's a nice way of living.
Okay. Well, you know, we're going to be at the Arts Garage for you tomorrow.
Oh, that's great. Oh, my God.
Yes.
I can't wait.
Yes, there's going to be a whole table of us. And I told you about the couple from Sweden.
Yeah, that's
They were supposed to come see you, but because they were coming to the United States, they did not go anywhere. So then when they found out that you were going to be here through our treasurer, the treasurer of the board, her three friends are from Sweden. And so she invited them to come see you. And one of their parents are the couple that are coming to see you too.
Oh, my God, that's fantastic. I'm so honored. I mean, the audience, they are my life. I love them. I love my audience. They are fantastic.
They come
from everywhere, and I have no words. They come from everywhere, and they travel across the country and the continents and to come to a show, and then, we play music, and, it's just fantastic. I love them. They are fantastic.
Okay, so we're going to take photos with you, okay?
Yeah.
But the main reason why we're going to take photos of you is because you are the new international president of Women in Jazz, South Florida.
Yay!
And this is an honor for us because we invite you and you accept it. And that is so wonderful. So you're going to be like a honeybee for this organization, pollinating the world wherever you go about your presidency. My daughter, Mimi Johnson, is the national president. So she handles everything in this country. But you, wherever you go in the world, for 2 years, you are the international president of a 15-year-old organization that promotes women musicians globally. Yes.
That's great. It's an honor for me, and I will take it seriously, and I will, very seriously, I take it. And I'm very glad of this.
You take everything seriously. That's so beautiful. Now, what does Eden play?
She plays trombone and saxophone.
Ah, okay. And is she writing music?
Oh, we have this music together, and it's fantastic. So what I love with jazz, also, that it's so easy to come out and have fun and play the music and communicate with others with the music. So actually my kids, they love to be out playing jazz and to play jazz. And we play at home. We try to play every day. We play 1 hour.
Good.
But it's a little bit more difficult when I'm on tour. So they play at home. I have to play every day. So it's mine.
Yeah.
And this is so great. I'm so glad for this. So at Arts Garage tomorrow, we meet and we will publish the news of me being international president.
That's right.
Of
that is
Women in
Jazz,
South Florida. Great.
Yes. And we are working to build the Music Woman Archive, but that's a big project I'll talk to you about. I'm going to play Love Letter, okay? So you can relax, and I'll be back in about 2.5 minutes. Love Letter
right.
by Gunhild Carley.
There is nothing I can offer to you. I am sorry. All I can give is undying love. I love you forever and ever. You're my everything, all I'm thinking of. I love you more than everything combined. Million times thoughts of you. Be there for you till my life is through.
That's a beautiful song. P.S. I love you. Gunhild Carling from Sweden. And we are so pleased to have her here. We have some guest callers. So I'm going to open up 2136. Hello? 2136. Hello?
Hello.
Okay. Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, speak. Who's calling?
You know who this is.
Yes, but you must announce yourself, please.
This is the son of the firstborn of this great woman, Michael Serrano. How are you? Show sounds great.
Hi, Michael.
How are you?
Have you listened already to Gunhild's music, or are you just chiming in now?
No, I heard the music. I was hearing the music. It's beautiful. Really sounds
it is.
like Billie Holiday, old school. Really beautiful. Beautiful.
Wonderful. Bessie Smith was her first influence. And so, Gunhild, I'm going to bring you in. Let me see, though, who's at 7059. Hi.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you fine.
Oh, that's wonderful. Just listening to the interview, it's very interesting so far. I've learned a lot about Gunhild, and that's a wonderful thing. And actually, I saw her. Is she there?
Yes.
Gunhild? Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
I'm here. Hello. Hi.
Oh.
Hi.
That was surprising. Hi. Got to see you last night on the other side of the state. It was wonderful. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, yesterday. Or no,
yeah.
When?
Yes.
Why are you at my show? My God.
Yeah.
Oh, that's unbelievable. Oh, my God. That was so much fun yesterday. Oh, my God.
I was
laughing all
very
night.
Fun. I was, too, and that's actually why I'm calling, is laughing all night. you play, you know, jazz and traditional jazz, and it's wonderful, and that's how I found you, and it was really great listening to you. But when you go to your show, you find out that you're going to be laughing a lot. You're a very funny lady. You're hilarious. Don't take that the wrong way. I love to laugh. I was wondering something while I was listening to you. I was thinking to myself, you know, there are some of the best musicians that we listen to that make musical comedy, whether it be like Weird Al Yankovic or Peter Schickele. Have you ever heard of Peter Schickele?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You know, there's some of they're not just funny, they're great musicians, and you are already a great musician. Have you ever thought of maybe doing a comedy record?
No, I know. You know, the thing is, it's a good idea, but I'm not intentionally funny. So the thing is, like, I'm just crazy and a little weird, and I say weird things in the microphone, and everybody laughs. And then, you know, I stop the music and say, no, we change key, and then, so everything is a mess on stage, and people think it's funny. And this, the tragic thing is, I'm super serious with what I do. It's like, it has to be that exact half diminished chord with the sixth in the bass, and you know, I'm so into it, so I'm so nerdy. And then everyone can come into a stage, and I'm like, oh no, wrong instrument, I take another instrument, and this, oh, and the bagpipe is broken. I think,
well,
yeah,
you might call it tragic, but others would call it hilariously charming, and I think it would work. I think it would work if you ever did, if you ever tried to do, maybe did a comedy record, I think, and just apply some of that musical knowledge to, with some, you know, with some of that beautiful charm.
Thank you. Humor is a very important part of our lives. So if I just play a song, and then I play a new song, and then I play a new song, so it will be nice. But if it will be even nice, because, you know, if I say something funny in between, that makes the whole thing is about making people feel comfortable and feel relaxed and happy and think that they can trust me. I'm not going to, you know, it's not going to be negative. It's a positive experience. It's what I want to give to the audience. And like, a part of this is that you shall laugh.
You had a theater full of happy, positive, laughing people last night, and that was wonderful. And thank you for coming. And it was so much fun. I got to sing with you afterwards, and that made me feel great.
Yeah, you are so fantastic. I love to play with you. And I have something I must say. You know, they told me at the theater that people are not going to wait till the end of the show. So at the last song, we were playing for 75 minutes, there will be an empty theater because, like, people are don't they are not patient to stay a whole show. They go, okay? So I wanted that challenge. Okay, I'm going to have them stay the whole show. And they did. And we marched out. And after, we had a party outside in the garden, outside the theater.
Oh,
it was so funny.
It was wonderful.
And you sing great. You sing and play great. I love it.
Thank you so much. And I hope I get to see you again. I don't get to leave Florida often. But if I ever see you anywhere that I'm going to be, I'm going to make sure I'm there.
Oh, yeah, most welcome. So we play again together.
I just closed his mic because he's got to tell us his name. So I'm opening his mic. Tell us your name.
My name? My name is Seth, S-E-T-H, Ford. Seth. I have a group that I play with my family. They're called, it's mostly just me and my wife and my daughter. We play silly songs. We're called the Shy Tunas. Now that I have the opportunity to say it, but I just called in as a Gunhild fan, but I guess I'll take the opportunity to say it. If you can find it on the internet, it's called the Shy Tunas. It's silly songs that we write, you know, songs for our daughter mostly.
Ah. That's beautiful. And go and see Music Man magazine, which will come out this March, featuring producers, promoters, and DJs, but in 2023, and I'm letting the cat out the bag, we're going to feature vocalists. So, Seth, stay in touch.
Yes, I will.
Okay?
And
all right,
and definitely I'll be...
Oops. Sorry, Seth. 9515 in the 301 area code. Who is that? Your hand is up to speak. Okay. Next person. We have 0312.
We can.
Hello. 0312.
Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I want to say hi to Gunny.
Hi. Hi.
Hey, Gunny.
Who is
Barry Hostetler.
Hi.
How you doing?
Ha! The artist. The artist. You have painted paintings. I made fantastic paintings of me, and you know, great, thanks. I'm good. Glad you called.
Hey, I just want to say hi, and I'm going to tell you I'm going to see you in Oakland this summer.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, the California Symphony. So, Joanne Cartwright, you were so right when you said that I should be, like, composing an opera, because I actually... I call it washboard opera. I compose a lot of pieces that everything is jazz and so, but every song tells the story of my and my families and friends and our life. So it sounds a little pretentious, but it's actually it's going to be full fire.
Hey. I don't want to take up all the time, so I'm just going to say hi, and I want you to say hi to the kids for me.
Oh, I'm going to say hi to the kids. Okay, I say Eden is by my side here. We are walking around in Miami Beach, and Barry Hostetler says hi through the radio show.
Hello.
This is great. Hello, she says hi.
Hi.
Hey, Eden.
Eden.
The Eden princess. Or-
Hello?
Okay. Oh, I'm
Gunny.
Sorry.
Great talking to you. So I'll see you this summer.
Wow. So you will come to Oakland. Oh, it's a dream come true for me.
That's good. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to take all you guys over to Casper's Hot Dogs and buy you all hot dogs.
Oh, great. That's going to be great.
Thank
that's
you.
Fantastic.
All right, we have 5744. 5-7.
Hello. Hi. Hi, everyone.
This is Mimi Johnson.
How are you?
Okay.
Gun Hill.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, say that again, young lady.
How are you? This is Mimi Johnson. How are you?
Hi. Hello. Wonderful to talk to you. How are
yes,
you?
Yes, yes. I'm great. Just having a great time with promoting and being all up in it with Women in Jazz, South Florida and global. And thank you so much for being a part of our journey.
You know, I admire you so much. I'm so glad for this. What a good idea Joanne came up with. It's so, wow. So we're going to have, so my rule number one, we're going to have a lot of fun, feel good, et cetera, et cetera. And then through the music, we explore new friends and we get good things happen.
Absolutely.
Yes, indeed.
Now, we have another person, 9704.
Oh.
9704. Hi.
Yeah. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you? This is Edlee Hart.
Oh, hi, Edlee.
It is a pleasure. Hi. It is a pleasure to be in the presence with you, lady. I just wanted to send you love and best wishes. And everything sounds exciting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gwynhild.
Sorry. Can you say your name again? I didn't hear the name. Sorry. Edlee. Like Arlene. Yes, but it's Edlee. Yes. And,
yeah.
I'm excited. I'm just coming on, and I heard you're going to be singing with an orchestra or playing with an orchestra. And I'm excited about that. I wish I can come out to the West Coast to support. Oh, yeah.
I will play. So the thing is, I will play. I will go to Pensacola. I'm like, so I play, I have composed for symphony orchestras, and it's jazz, but it's not like, I want a little different sound. No, you know, this jazz with strings, it's fantastic. But this is a little bit more rough, like more fire in. And I try so hard. So maybe I'm successful. Hopefully.
I can't wait to hear it. Yes.
So Gunhild, Edlee is one of the singers that will be at the Arts Garage singing my music in March 5th.
Yeah. 5th.
And my daughter will be singing her song too. And I have a big surprise for it now that my son will be singing a song too. So Michael, are you there? Michael, did he go away?
Uh-oh.
Okay. Everybody, I want to play Ascona by Gunhild. I'm going to play Ascona. Okay. And I will be back for some more talk with Gunhild and her beautiful music.
Bye.
But if I go to Ascona, I'm gonna hear the melodies I want. Blood of the Pooper, Flamingo, Mason Street Blues, Tissue Mingo, and all that jazz.
The girl is just on fire. She's on fire. Gwynhild Carlin, Ascona. Now, I want to bring Mimi in for a moment because, Mimi, you have a new project. So talk to us for a moment about your project with your daughter, my granddaughter.
Oh, yeah, The Ma and Pop Show. So it's themaandpopshow.com, The Ma and Pop Show. And we are we're the mother-daughter stage layer production, and we are, I believe, in the whole entire world, the only mother-daughter hip-hop group. And
you
we just released our album. It's on all platforms, Apple, Spotify. We just released our new album, so go and check it out. And also, you can follow us. You can go to our .com, themaandpopshow.com, or you can go to our IG, and we're also at Facebook. And we're getting very good responses about the music, and we're getting record sales, and people are booking us for shows. So it's becoming very exciting to see that people love to see generations that, you know, don't have a void, or like the gap is bridged, you know. And so we're excited. So make sure you go and check us out, themaandpopshow.com, and make sure you follow us at Facebook and at IG, and go in and download our music.
Excellent, excellent. Now, Michael, you have an event tomorrow, is that correct, Michael?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do have an event tomorrow. How are you all doing? It's a pleasure to be on this beautiful radio show. You'll be hearing more of me. I currently work with an organizing NYC Talent Collective. We are registering to be a nonprofit supporting small businesses in the arts and entertainment in the New York City metropolitan area. Tomorrow we're doing the Potheads Variety Show, Jokes and Smokes edition. I'll have 20 vendors, 5 great comedians, and just a great crowd and a beautiful gallery in Little Italy. We're looking to support it with, our partnership is with Art Apple NYC, Clockwork Cross Gallery, Bella's Munchies, and of course myself, Papa Duke's Farms. So it's going to be a great show. And starting on the 26th, we'll be having these events biannually in New York City, Brooklyn, near the Atlantic Barclay Center, bimonthly, near the Barclay Center at 81 4th Avenue, Brooklyn. So if you're ever in New York City, or you are in New York City, starting the 26th, we'll be having these beautiful comedy shows and variety shows and working with vendors. So you'll be seeing a lot of the promotions on IG, Facebook, Twitter. I'll be more than happy to send everything to everyone. Kind of new at all this, so. But it's a blessing to hear you all.
Send it to me and I'll send it to everybody. Michael
is one of our
male members. We have 69 male members of Women in Jazz South Florida. The link is on the show page. So back to my guest, Gwynhild Carlin. I have a question for you, my dear. Gwynhild.
Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay. What is your advice for a young woman coming into the music industry?
I have a lot of advice, but the general advice for everyone, not only women, is always do what you love to do, because you will always stick to it. You will be good at it. You will never be ashamed of it because you loved it. So that's the first advice, like, to everyone, women as well. There are other things that you there is nothing that is special for, especially for woman, it's for every musician, that you must take the room, see the situation, and music shall be here and now. But if we shall take an advice for only women, I ask my daughter, what would you say is the, what can I say to women musicians? It's the best tip.
Don't be afraid to take up space, like you said.
Oh, don't be afraid to take up space.
Ooh, that's
good advice.
That is good advice.
That was my daughter's word, actually.
She's a
because no. You are so sweet, you are so sweet, you are so sweet. Well, so in my brain, like, the thing is, I'm so focused, I'm such a nerd in what I do, so play the beautiful melody, and the music will talk for itself. But there is a physical thing involved, that the embouchure must be in order, and the technique, and so, but that's just the lowest level, but that's the thing that you must play every day, and so that you have the embouchure, and the physical thing must be there. And then only follow your heart. And don't be ashamed of anything.
I love you. I love you. You are intoxicating.
O'Neill,
you are just an intoxicating character. I'm going to open your friend's mic up because I think he's going to agree with me. 9515, the gentleman that was talking earlier. Don't you agree with me?
I absolutely do.
Is that David? Is it David?
Well, I'm calling from Washington.
Calling from Washington? Okay. Eden, David Harvey on the phone. Hi.
Hi. So I'm preaching
on the phone, on the radio.
Yeah. And I'm preaching to the choir here from the previous comments, but I just wanted to say, anybody that hasn't seen Gunhild, you've got to go see Gunhild. You'll be glad you did. And if you've seen Gunhild before, you know you want to see her again. I've been to 6 of her shows, 9 if you count the 2 that where you were playing to it the same night that I stayed for. And I can't wait to see you again.
Oh, thank you so much. So I was, this was so, you know, everything in my life feels like a speakeasy. I mean, not to mention how it was during lockdown. We had to sneak away to basements and different things to be allowed to play jazz. And when I met David last time, it was New Year's Eve, and New Year's Eve was a little tricky because the COVID has gone up very high. So it was in the last minute if the show was going to be. So everything is so, like, I feel like bitched every day.
Wow.
I go from speakeasy to speakeasy.
Excellent.
I want to thank Eden for signing my T-shirt there in Washington, if she remembers that.
Thank you for signing the T-shirt in Washington. So, you know, I love my audience, and I'm so touched of how people travel all over the continent to come and we meet and we have a great time together. It means the whole world to me.
Well, we are going to see you tomorrow, my dear. We are looking forward to it. And you should know that Mimi couldn't come, so she bought a ticket for our musical director, Roberta DeMuro, who will be with us. Okay? So we're going to see you. And I'm going to play your music, Fire Alarm, one more time because I just love this song. So stick around. We'll be back in 3 minutes and 37 seconds.
All right. Gunhill to know that I know Shiny Stockings was written by Frank Foster, who was my neighbor in Queens, New York, and I got to sing with him on Jazzmobile at Grant's Tomb, and I got to sing with him in Nice at the Nice Festival Jam Session. So Shiny Stockings has been in my life a long time. Shiny Stockings is my absolute one of my favorites, and I have you know, I love the Basie band so much. Twice I had the opportunity to play with them. Not Chinese Stockings, though, but we played 1 o'clock jump. So this song is actually, because I'm writing about my life. So this song is actually, I was in a hotel and the fire alarm was going and I have so many things. I have instruments and dresses and everything and pearls. So the question was, the fire alarm is going. What shall I bring? You have to be out in 1 minute. So he's like, okay, the stockings, the shiny stockings, of course, the pearls, the love letters, the Billie Holiday records. That's the most essential. And, of course, the dress.
Wow. Was that true?
Yeah, yeah, the story is true. But, of course, I make it in an artistic way. So I don't have the 78 records with Billie Holiday with me on tour, which I should have. But
You're great. You're great. I cannot wait to see you tomorrow at the Arts Garage in Delray Beach, which is our premier venue for music in Palm Beach County. So I'm excited about this. What do you want to leave our listeners with? What do you want people to know about you?
That everyone is welcome to the show, and what do you want me to say? What, something more secret, or what shall it be? What do you think? If you come to the show, we're going to be on fire.
And we're going to be on fire. I can't wait. I'm going to rest up tonight, take a good long sleep, so I have plenty of energy for you tomorrow.
Yes. That's yes. Going to be great. And Eden also says hi.
Hello.
Hi, Eden.
So we're walking here and listening to the radio show and walking on Ocean Drive, actually, in Miami.
Yeah.
Ah, lovely. Well, send me some pictures on the phone, okay?
Yeah, I will send you pictures on the phone. Here is one thing more. Thanks to everyone who called to this program. This was fantastic. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
You're fantastic, darling. And we will...
And, Joanne.
Yes.
You are welcome to be my guest in my show now on YouTube or Facebook or what it is. So we make up this. It will... I don't have a date. I found it out now. You will be my next guest.
Okay. Lovely. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Great.
All right, everyone.
Thank you. You are wonderful. Thanks, everybody.
Okay, bye-bye.
WIJSF.com. Women in Jazz, South Florida, Inc. is a nonprofit educational organization that promotes women musicians globally through events, concerts, performances, clinics, lectures, workshops, articles, interviews, newsletters, courses, contacts, research, history, archives, websites, film, audio and video recordings, and recognition. Visit us at WIJSF.com. You're listening to blogtalkradio.com/musicwoman with your host, Diva JC.